Okay, so for our first trial run of podcasting, we're going to answer some random questions brought to you by...
Facebook?
Are they just on Facebook?
I don't remember who posted it.
Oh, so you just found it? Like,
it was on my wall.
Okay. So, shoot.
What was the last thing you put in your mouth?
Tea.
Mine's tea, too.
Aww. Move on.
Do you sleep naked?
No.
T-shirt and underwear.
Same.
Worst physical pain you have experienced?
Stubbing my toe on something.
Stubbing your toe would be too historic for me?
Yes. Do you know how much that shit hurts? That or like a paper cut?
See, like a part of me really wants to be like childbirth, but the other part of me really wants to be like dealing with stupidity. Because that's a pain I feel.
That's like a mental pain. Are we talking physical or mental? Because
it just it doesn't really.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it's all areas, then definitely just dealing with people in general.
Okay, so yeah, but physical pain. I think I would put an earache as an adult.
Like,
I think I would choose earache over childbirth.
An earache as an adult.
Because it's not like a doctor was coming in there and giving me an epidural for my ear.
No, that shit is real. Or tooth pain. A toothache as an adult. That's awful.
God. I would do anything to pull a tooth if it hurts. Like,
you just get pliers. I thought about it a lot.
Not pliers, like maybe like suck a dick.
What?
To get a tooth pulled, not pull my goddamn tooth.
Oh, well, I was thinking literally how to get it out, and you're thinking of monetary value to get it done.
Yeah.
Two different types of people.
Favorite place you have been to? This is an obvious answer for me.
I wonder what it is.
Scotland.
My favorite place that I've ever been.
Is it Germany?
Probably Amsterdam.
It's not Carl's Jr. and Man?
No.
How late did you stay up last night?
Like 1:30 in the morning.
5:30 in the morning?
It's not shocking.
If you could move someplace else, where would it be? Yeah, I'm going to go with Scotland.
I'm going to go with... That's a hard question. Because I don't know if I would want to live in any of those places. I'm interested to know if I would want to live.
Well, it doesn't... The question isn't like, if you can move someplace and you have to stay there indefinitely...
Well, I would probably want to move to Greece.
You know that country is in bankruptcy, right?
I'm just, look, we're not talking, like, political anything, economy, none of that shit. Just a place. Now, if we're going to get down to
the specifics
of all of it, anywhere but here, I'm good.
So Baton Rouge is good for you?
I mean, America, as in here.
Mexico City, Mexico. Which of your Facebook friends lives closest to you?
Shuri.
I think there's an equal distance between you and Clay, but I'm friends with my dad on Facebook and we live in the same place, so.
I mean, if my cat had a Facebook, then.
You could do it. I know plenty of people that have animal Facebooks.
I'm not that dedicated.
You're not dedicated to Joey?
Not that dedicated.
When was the last time you cried?
I feel like that's a really personal question.
Yeah, no answer that.
Yeah, no. Pass.
Every day. Who took your profile picture? My damn self.
Ditto. Selfie.
What is your favorite thing to do? Nothing.
Sleep.
Yeah. I like to be in an airplane because I'm like 50,000 miles away from everyone's bullshit. Besides the other individuals on the plane.
yeah.
What was your favorite season?
Fall, autumn, whatever.
It's winter.
Too much.
Texas doesn't have a fall. I don't even know. I can't answer
okay,
that.
Okay, so then I'll answer. It's the in-between phase of hotter than the devil's dick and humidity-filled coldness.
Touché. If you could have any career, what would it be?
Therapist.
Historian. Or rich stay-at-home mom.
Millionaire. Does that count?
Yeah. Because I could be like, independent historian and not really, like, have a boss.
I could be, like, rich as balls and not give a fuck about anything anymore.
Are balls rich?
Some.
What is the last book that you read?
All I know is an erotic novel. I don't remember the name, but it had something to do with, like, a soldier and some PTSD stuff, and you mix sex with that and it makes for a good read.
That literally sounds like something Claire would get off to. He really likes the videos that the soldiers come home to. I don't know if he, like, diddles the fiddle to it, or if he just needs a really good cry. Probably both.
Well, what the hell did you read?
Oh, it was a book about Elizabeth II.
Of course it was.
If you could talk to anyone right now, who would it be? I feel like you have a chance to be either, like, funny or sappy with that.
I know. I feel like, which way do I want to go with it? Like, my heart of hearts is saying no one. But if it could be anyone on the sappy side, it'd probably be my grandmother.
Yeah, no one's instantly coming to my mind. I feel like I talk to everybody that I want
to. She wants to talk to Obama. Don't let her lie to y'all.
Oh my god, I would cry.
I love you.
Are you a good influence?
Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, I feel like, well, like, I feel like Brandon and Clay influence me. But I influence people to do other things. Shh. Special guest. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Sometimes.
I think so. I don't think that Canadian bacon belongs on pizza.
No, but, like, I had, like, a Hawaiian pizza in Germany. I don't know. And it had pineapple on it. It was, like, the best damn pizza I've ever had in my life. But then I have it here, and it's something's not right.
It has to be Papa John's, and it has to be pineapple and jalapeno. I can't do...
I feel like that would be a good mix. I've never done that.
It's like a spicy sweet.
Yeah.
You have the remote. Which channel do you choose? I'm going BBC.
My remote has two buttons. One says Hulu, one says Netflix.
So this question says, two people who will play.
Two people who will play?
Yeah.
Play what?
Maybe they're talking about, like, answer these questions.
Oh.
Name two people who will answer these questions. Fucking no one.
You know what? There's a lot of people. If you posted that, obviously it came from Facebook. Goes on Facebook, everybody's going to answer it. People fall into that shit. Like us. That's what we're doing right now. We're just a little more inventive.
Actually, the only person I can think of that is really, like, interactive with this type of stuff that's fun, because obviously other people have never really reposted that, it's always Sherry. Like, she is always down to play.
Gypsy would. Cherie might. Dana would, maybe. Depends on the questions.
Yeah.
And she probably would. Some of my family members, like the younger people, not the older ones.
Well, maybe I just don't have the type of friends that you do.
And maybe you just don't have a life.
I feel like a lot of people just scroll by because they figure I'm talking about politics or history.
Probably. They're like, avoid, avoid, avoid.
Yeah, bitches. Last concert you attended?
Oh my gosh.
It's been didn't you go to like a little hoedown off Broadway?
It's not a hoedown. It was Pat Green.
I don't know who that is. It sounds like a hoedown.
It wasn't a hoedown. I went to Pat Green. And it was free.
Can you guess my last concert?
AFI.
Yep. Favorite type of food?
Mexican.
Mine's Mexican too. Huh? You just can't go wrong with it. Mm-mm. It's like the only country that knows what the fuck they're doing with food.
No, Italy's pretty good.
Everybody knows that Italy's good.
Everybody knows Mexico's good.
Trump doesn't.
Trump's an idiot.
That was the last question.
Alright, so, good chat.
Should we give a fair warning on this sample thing? Even though I'm pretty sure the people I want to warn is not going to listen. But, any stories about Clay Lancaster and Brandon Jackson? Y'all are in trouble.
If you were mentioned on this, this podcast here, whatever this is, if you were mentioned at all and are offended, we do not care.
Yeah. Sue us all you want, you're getting nothing.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
I have a bunch of books, though, if they want some history books.
You know, I have some DVDs and, you know, because people still use those.
And obviously an erotic novel.
I have 2 erotic novels. Actually, I have more than that, but we're not going to get into that. I have a big orange cat, but I will trade you for the mouthy gray one going off.
If you're reading an erotic novel and you decide to touch yourself to it, do you pause the commas?
What?
If you're reading it. So there's going to be like grammar. So would you like pause your masturbation with like commas or sentences or a paragraph break?
Who does that? Who's like, let me continue reading while I'm doing this?
I don't know, maybe it's getting intense.
I never do that.
Like, Mary Sue took off her pants. I'm ready to go. Like, you can get real deep and dirty. Literally.
I'm done with this.
All right,
so it's been a good Q&A. Okay, bye.